Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Opening day coming up. It is the Giants going to take on the Brewers on Monday here with our philosopher, Javi Lopez. Opening day, I mean, the light switch flips and baseball is back. What does opening day mean to you?
Well, I think it's all the things that you kind of mentioned right there. It's a chance for us to finally, get out of Arizona and get focused on what is going to be a great campaign for 2016. And I think a lot of guys are excited about the new acquisitions and how they're going to play out. We've only gotten a little taste during the spring, and when you add that extra deck and play under the lights, it's an exciting time. And there really isn't a much better place than Milwaukee when you have Bob Uecker out there, and those fans are really passionate about their product. And we're going to be excited to strap it on and get going. And when you start on the road, it's a little bit different, but it is a nice little opener for when you actually do the home opener here in San Francisco with the fan base that we have. You get kind of excited, but you get those jitters out of the way early.
Javi Lopez, the philosopher, with us. What is the feeling as you stand on that sideline and they play the national anthem and you know the journey is beginning? There's that feeling, here we go.
Yeah, certainly. That is one of the many thoughts that runs through my head right there. I personally sit and try to soak in that moment because I've been on both sides where you're making an opening day roster and the other times you're down in the minor leagues and watching them. And I've always learned to appreciate those moments. And I like to just sit there and have that little bit of time and reflect with my teammates about what we're about to go into and how we're going to attack the season, in particular with the bullpen guys. We'll try to meet up and just let everybody know what the plans are as a group, and we just kind of focus on those things. So I take a little bit of time to do those things and focus on the future.
You know, it's funny, I use the phrase that light switch flipping. I've seen it so many times in my lifetime. I can't tell you how many times in spring training I've seen pitchers and hitters do nothing in Tuffy Rhodes, will hit three home runs in Wrigley Field in the freezing weather to start a season, or Gaylord Perry will come out and throw nine innings, or Ferguson Jenkins. And there's just something about spring training versus the regular season. You guys are professional athletes. There's just something that goes on.
Yeah, you're right. I think when you're in spring training, and I think we've touched on this before, but you really are just trying to work to get your body used to playing every day, and obviously the velocities aren't going to be what they're going to be during the season. There's not juice in the game. You're not, wins and losses ultimately don't matter in spring training. Obviously there is that sense of pride and the competitive nature that will kick in for most guys, but there's a lot of times for starting pitchers it's just getting used to sitting up and sitting down for four, five, six innings and getting used to that up and down. And for the relievers, it's maybe working on some different sequences that you're not going to do during the season. And I think that's what's pretty important about spring. But the Bay Series again is a nice warm up. Both teams, the starters are probably going to go 8 to 9 innings as far as the position players is what I'm talking about. And I think obviously the starting pitchers will back them off a little bit. But these first two games in this Bay Series is usually where you're going to see get those fourth and fifth at bats and see how it goes. And for us, it's the same kind of deal as far as the bullpen. You're going to come in and probably do situational matchups and do what we're going to be asked to do in the season.
All right. Then Thursday comes. Then you come home and no off days. You just come home Thursday. And who do you play the first game, the home opener, the Dodgers?
That's right, the Dodgers. And obviously, again, that's anytime you're playing games in your division, especially in April, you want to get off to good starts. So it gives us an opportunity to play the Dodgers and see what they got. We only, a couple times during spring is all we got to see them. And obviously a lot of high expectations there. I know we always seem to run into Kershaw. I guarantee you we're going to face him at some point, but we'll counter with Bumgarner, and that's going to be great, and hopefully he can build up the success that he had against the Dodgers last year, and it's always a fun time to see where you dip your toe in the water in the NL West and see how cold or how hot it is there.
Well, you can't win a pennant in April, but you sure can lose one.
Well, that's what they say. I think to everyone's credit, everyone's taking care of their bodies this spring. We're going in very healthy, and that's one thing that's positive. But you do want to get off to a great start in April. All these teams are fresh right now, and anytime you can get a couple legs up on these guys, it's just, you put them in the bank. Those victories in April, if you can get off to a great start, you can put them in the bank, and those months that you go 500, you got those extra that you got in April that'll still keep you afloat.
All right. We had the play ball luncheon on Thursday, which really was a lot of fun. What do you think about about Jeremy Affeldt as a comedian now. Boy, he used to be funny. He's funnier.
Well, he's working on his material. I think he's probably doing some stand-up clubs here. We'll see how it goes. The guy's obviously, you get to see, he's showing the fan base what he was kind of like in the clubhouse. You know, you don't get that side of many athletes very often, and now that he's behind the mic, it's going to be fun. It should be entertaining. Hopefully everybody enjoys his humor as much as we do. I know it's locker room humor doesn't always translate, but I think he does a good job of melding those two together.
All right, great to have you on, the Philosopher, getting us ready for Milwaukee, and then, of course, L.A. coming in on Thursday. So have a good trip, and I'll see you next week.
Marty, looking forward to it.
All right, that's Javier Lopez. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.